This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The NBA is back, and at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, the key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three of the program. Appreciate you joining us on this Misery Monday. Bye week to heal up and then on the road to Kentucky. All right, we're going to make some playoff waiver picks.
Yep.
What's the order? I know I'm last.
You're going to have to give me a minute.
Yeah, we didn't tease this before the other break or anything.
No.
Great.
That's fine.
Take your time, bud.
It's not on me.
Houston now has Georgia and Cincinnati, right?
I've had them for a long time, but yeah.
But they're 1-2.
Oh, yeah, that part's good.
1-2.
So I've got, let's see here. I've got, they've updated this morning. I've got 1, 2, mm-hmm. 5, and 7.
Ooh, that's like the best anyone's ever kind of been able to pull off for all four teams, I think, so far.
Am I the worst anybody's ever been able to
pull off? Yeah, definitely.
Well, a lot of times
Billy had a really good year.
You don't have a lot of experience in the game, even though it's pretty, anyway. I mean, you just take Iowa State with your first overall pick, which is kind of weird.
Do you still have Kentucky?
Yeah.
4 in the top 7. I am kicking y'all's ass.
Long season, Chris. Long season.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
We're halfway through it.
It's about who gets in at the end of the day.
Right. And I'm more likely to have more teams in at the end of the day than...
Well, if Cincinnati loses one game, they're out.
Cincinnati did look a little shaky this weekend.
They're
fine.
They
got it done.
Navy's a good team.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They've only won.
No, they're decent.
They're terrible.
They're decent.
Oh, at Tulane this week.
1-6.
Tulane got smoked this weekend. I'm not worried about Tulane.
Well, that SMU game's looming end of the year. They're still undefeated, I think. That's 19th in the country.
That's just more ammo for them to be in the playoff when they beat SMU. I'm all for it. SMU, though, put some respect on their name. Jeez, 19th. Undefeated.
Yep.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm first because I haven't made a pick in like a month. You know, my team's really good.
Well, you're not making a pick. Who's Davey?
Yeah, I'm next.
Are you next? Who are your teams? Oklahoma?
Yes, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I have Oklahoma.
Michigan.
Yes.
Ooh.
And I have Ole Miss.
All right.
And Iowa
pretty
still.
Good.
Which Iowa still got an opportunity. Not a good one.
Iowa?
It's pretty tough when you look ahead of them and see Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State.
You making a move?
Nah.
Is that a meh or a nah?
Nah.
So I can't see your mouth, so I'm still struggling with the meh or nah.
Nah.
All right. Okay. Who do I have?
All right. This thing still hasn't loaded. I'm just pulling from memory.
Seriously?
At this point. Yeah.
Right. I mean, on a damn potato.
I have Alabama, Michigan State.
Yep.
Okay State.
And Texas A&M, right?
That sounds right.
I mean, you got two West teams ahead of A&M in the rankings. Baylor's sitting right there.
They look good, though.
Who's the highest unranked or the highest ranked team that no one has?
Wake Forest. No, did Hickman pick up Wake Forest?
He's had them for a while.
Did anyone drop Notre Dame?
I think Hickman still has them as well.
Yeah. I think Baylor's the top ranked team no one has.
Yeah, you know, Pittsburgh's sitting there.
There are.
Pittsburgh's sitting there, 6-1, an out of conference loss that people could say, you know what, they weren't paying attention.
It was 44-41, you know, it was close.
It was a shootout.
Yeah.
SMU's right there and undefeated. San Diego State's right there undefeated.
Pitt's not going to beat. I'm going to.
Texas San Antonio, 8-0.
Yep.
Up one spot to 23 after Coastal falls 10 spots. Good night.
I'm surprised they're still ranked.
Texas San Antonio, the Road Runners. Beep, beep. Just keep on winning. They've got at UTEP, Southern Miss, UAB, and North Texas on the schedule. They're going to go undefeated. You could probably make the case, you know, if you pick them and they don't get in the playoff, that you got robbed. Big matchup, though, in East Lansing this weekend for you two. Big. Huge.
Actually, Adam was in front of Nate.
Hickman, yeah. you need to make some picks.
Who are my teams?
You have Penn State.
Is that his highest ranked
Actually,
team?
Nobody has Notre Dame.
Someone dropped Notre Dame?
Hickman did, it looks like.
Penn State now at 20. Yeah. They fell 13 spots with a loss to Illinois.
You dropped Notre Dame to pick up Coastal. you have Penn State, Wake Forest, Kentucky, Coastal Carolina.
You're the kiss of death.
I don't blame Jamie Chatwell. I blame Adam.
All right. I can make more than one.
Pick Kentucky.
Correct.
Pick Kentucky.
Well, you can make a move, then I have to pass, and then you can make another move.
Double down on Kentucky.
So what's your first move?
My first move, first order of business.
I'm keeping notes over here on the meeting.
Drop Penn State.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm going to pick up the Fighting Matt Campbells of Iowa State, who are going to win out. They're going to beat Oklahoma twice, and they're getting in. Full circle.
They're not getting in. Even if they did all of that, they're not going to get in.
You don't know who's going to lose in the top 10.
It'd have to be all of them.
That could
happen.
They're
22nd.
It's college football, man. It's the craziest sport in the world.
It's not
true. Anything can happen.
It's not true.
All right, Nate, you going to make a move after that? Jeez.
Tempted to take Pitt, but I'm just going to hold on.
They're right there at 17. They're not going to lose, man. Who's Pitt got this week? They host a big game this week. They got Miami coming in.
They got nobody left on their schedule. It's going to be impressive.
Pitt, 11. It's going to be impressive when they win the ACC. 11-point favorites over Miami.
You pick them up then.
I don't need to pick them up. I got four teams in the top seven. I'm not scrambling for, junk here. They are 93.3% favorites to beat Duke after they host Miami.
I'm going
to
wait. I'm going to stay ahead of Hickman in the priority.
Then they got North Carolina, who stinks. North Carolina, bad year. They had national championship aspirations. Mack Brown, toast.
Hickman also had North Carolina to start things off.
Pitt, 80% favorite to beat North Carolina. Then Virginia, 80% favorite to beat Virginia. Then Syracuse on the road to finish the season. 83% favorite to beat Syracuse. They're going undefeated the rest of the way. Then they're going to play... Who would they play? Miami?
No.
Miami again? Who else in the ACC stinks?
It'll be Wake Forest, Pitt.
Yeah, it'll be Wake Forest. It'll be Wake Forest. You're right.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if Wake Forest runs the table, like, is there a chance they might? I mean, realistically, probably not.
No.
If Wake Forest goes undefeated, they're going to.
Well, they are undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they go undefeated, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Crazy.
You taking undefeated Wake Forest over one loss Alabama?
No.
No.
A one-loss Georgia?
No.
No.
Then what the hell's the point of Wake Forest?
Wake Forest over a two-loss Bama or two-loss Georgia.
But what's the point? If they win all their games and don't get into the 14 playoff against, like, other Power 5 conferences that have lost a game, what's the point?
I think they'd get in over Cincinnati.
An undefeated Cincinnati?
Yeah.
You're drunk.
So Wake Forest would be undefeated.
If they get in over Cincinnati tougher and Bama schedule. And Georgia make it with one loss each, I'm rioting. If my teams get punked out of the playoff.
It's not our fault.
You pick stupid teams.
No, you take it up with the committee.
Stupid teams.
Yeah.
I have four teams in the top seven, you ignoramus.
I don't think you get to say anything about making stupid
teams. Yeah, seriously,
picks.
Moron.
You could have had Iowa State as your third or fourth selection.
Yeah, they would have been there.
I wanted them number one, though.
Yeah, you did.
You could have had...
It was a big win.
It was a big
any
win.
Any team you want him.
Who had the touchdown call back? Did they have the touchdown call back?
Yeah.
Iowa State did.
So that win would look a lot more impressive if they had that touchdown.
Yeah.
So they'd probably be ranked a lot higher.
Didn't they score on that possession?
They probably would have gone to overtime if the ref had called that fourth down spot correctly, though.
True.
But
take that, you coward. Man, how perfect is it, though? Pitt comes on the schedule. Man, Pitt, this is their best season in like 30 years. Do you realize, Nate, do you realize right now the top three finalists for the Heisman are Bryce Young, Matt Corral, and Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of curse do we have upon this program?
I mean, I don't think Pitt in a normal year, if Clemson's a juggernaut, though, like Pitt has two losses now.
I don't disagree with that, but it's science that whoever Tennessee picks up and they're out of conference is going to be the best they've ever been.
The Pitt overwins next year, right?
No, because they're going to lose like everyone off this team. So year two, hopefully it swings back and the hype will luck.
Well, that
carries
would be
good, us
because we'll want that win even more.
Are we going to be better next year?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Are we? Why?
How are we better?
Just going to play a little
better.
And
you can't say like, oh, transfer portal.
I mean, I think the transfer portal will be a pretty big deal.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I think if Hendon Hooker chooses to come back, I think one more year.
Surely to God, right?
Heupel.
Surely he would.
Where else is he going to go?
I think if you can get...
The NFL.
If you can add a little bit of depth. No.
It's a joke, Davey. Shut up.
No, they were Vol fans.
What?
Talking about Hooker in the NFL.
Who said that?
Getting drafted.
Based off odds, CJ Stroud's third, Pickett's fourth.
Stroud, really?
In the Heisman.
Yeah.
The guy just threw for 300 on Clemson. That Clemson defense was supposed to be pretty good. Georgia only scored 3. Pickett hung 27. Mm. You know, Peyton told him to come back this year.
He did. Improve his
shouts out. Drafts. Peyton, really appreciate that.
That adds to the curse. Peyton tells the guy to come back, and he lights her ass up.
It's really hard to argue that. Speaking of
how'd
Peyton,
the Arch Manning weekend go? Pretty good.
Did you watch that?
It was Eli weekend, buddy.
Right. Wink, wink.
That's why the end zones just said Manning.
Yeah, not Eli, but Manning. It was a joke, man. It was so just not even trying to hide it. It was brutal. Congrats to Eli, though. If you're Eli, can you even feel good about this weekend? Oh, they're celebrating me.
Oh, we get them tonight. I forgot about that.
That's where I was going with this entire Manning segment. Yes, the Monday night simulcast is back tonight with Eli and Peyton. It's going to be nothing but Eli making jokes about how I almost beat him and Tennessee throwing trash on the field. And Peyton's going to have to like say, well, it wasn't a good look, but, you know, it's a good game. And Eli's going to talk about having his number retired and blah, blah, blah. And hopefully Peyton just tells him to shut up.
Who's our guest? Do we know?
I don't know. They always have like 8.
4. But
they've had more than 4.
No, they usually do 1 a quarter.
Surely it's more than 4.
I doubt it.
You doubt it or know? Because have you watched it every time?
Yeah, they do a guest every quarter.
Okay.
Kirby Smart went to watch Arch Manning in person.
If he goes to Georgia, I'm out. Maybe on the whole family.
Out on what? That's what I'm...
He ain't coming here. I mean,
just out on Peyton?
No.
If he goes to Texas, you okay?
I'd be okay with Texas.
But
I'll be fine if he goes to Ole Miss.
But by the time he's like playing, won't we have to play Texas maybe on the conference schedule?
Potentially, depending on how that shakes up.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I don't – yeah, maybe Texas. Well, what are the other options? Like LSU? At least we got LSU next year. We probably wouldn't have to play them.
They don't have a coach yet, so.
Yeah, that's true.
TBD.
They're going to get a good one, though. All right.
All righty. We'll come back with more. Hopefully Arch doesn't.
What are you doing? Let's not worry about it.
Maybe Oregon can get in the mix or something.
Wait, Hickman, are you dropping Coastal?
Yeah, real quick. I'll drop Coastal and I'll pick up Notre Dame.
All right, there you go.
Good job, Hickman.
Congrats. Who says you can't go back home again? Hour three of the program rolls on. I mean, it's one thing to have a bad week in the college ranks, but the NFL didn't even show up. Kind of sucked.
What are you talking about? Titans look like $1 million.
They did. 27-3, big win at home against the Chiefs, who are reeling now.
Yeah, safe to say they are in trouble. What are the Chiefs now? What's their record?
3-4.
Ooh. They say it's always tough for those Super Bowl losing teams to make
it
a comeback.
I do think it's going to be a really, I don't know, I know it's only one extra game, but it's going to feel like a really long NFL season this year.
Good.
Like, I do think there are going to be teams that get counted out, that kind of come back, and then teams that you feel like are pretty safe to at least be a wild card team to kind of fall apart down the stretch. Because, I don't know, I mean, if you guys have noticed, but it feels like more guys are out than ever before at this point in the season, or banged up, or... You know, questionable. I mean, just the whole...
It's a physical game, man.
Yeah. Whole thing's been kind of crazy. Tonight, it's Saints and Seahawks. Big game for both teams because, you know, Saints are 3-2, then get 4-2 against an injury-riddled Seahawks team. Seahawks are 2-4.
Beat to death, Seahawks.
If they can hang in there until Russell Wilson gets back, maybe they can do something, but going to be tough. Last night, the Colts beat the 49ers 30-18. If you fell asleep by the end of that
Stayed up for the whole thing. In a downpour.
Bucks destroyed the Bears 38-3.
Justin Fields. I mean, I know there's not a lot around him, but what did he have? Three picks, two fumbles?
It was bad, man.
How many times did he get sacked yesterday?
Mike Evans had three touchdowns for the Bucks.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Brady joined the 600 club.
And Mike Evans gave the ball to a fan.
That was kind of funny.
They got it back.
Yeah.
But still kind of funny.
I'm sure you got a bunch of cool stuff.
$1,000 gift card to the team shop.
$1,000?
Yep. $1,000. And I think they got him a different ball and got it signed by some people.
Saw Brady. Was that the same guy that Brady went up to, the kid, and gave him like gloves?
No,
that was a different guy.
Who was that kid?
That kid was holding up a sign that said, Tom Brady helped me beat brain cancer.
How? What did Tom Brady do?
Yeah,
I mean, good for the kid, but like...
I mean, when you're a kid and, you know, you got your role models and watching them play a sport brings you joy.
It's a good move by Brady. I'm not knocking for doing that. Yeah. I don't know, he
screams class. He's a class act.
I just don't know if Brady deserves credit for that one.
Cardinals got off to a slightly slow start. Didn't matter. 31-5 over Houston.
Yeah, that game wasn't the cleanest, but, Houston's just terrible. I mean, they weren't going to be good with Tyrod Taylor, but with Davis Mills, jeez
Davis
Louise.
Boy.
He actually hasn't been that bad.
He did back off the Davis Mills is going to be awesome rant once he went to the Texans. So I'll give Davey some credit. He did hedge there pretty
good.
Some
places you just go and your career dies. Like, I mean, sure. Jared Goff's probably going to be done after this year in Detroit.
They lost 28-19.
I don't know about that, man. Goff, he played well until the two late picks, and I will give Detroit credit. They came out swinging. They had two fake punts, an onside kick. They were going for it on fourth downs. They were holding out nothing. It still wasn't enough as Matt Stafford and the Rams take care of business. Sad. Kind of wanted that one for golf. I don't really know why. I think the Rams are really good. But
Raiders beat the Eagles 33-22.
And Raiders 2-0 after John Gruden. 2-0 without the Grudster. Good for them.
Not necessarily that they won, but maybe the biggest surprise of the weekend. Cincinnati 41, Baltimore 17.
I was talking about that during the break while you were out. Jamar Chase, very good.
Yeah, he catches the football even without those stripes.
But what the hell happened to the Ravens?
Well, I mean, the same thing happened. It's the NFL. Any given week, you saw the Chargers get destroyed by the Ravens last week, and the reverse happened this past Sunday for Baltimore, man.
Joe Burrow, good. 23 of 38, 416, three touchdowns. He did throw a pick, but it didn't matter. Cincinnati, I forgot that they're just going with complete Oklahoma running back by committee, Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine. And then Ja'Marr Chase. Is this a good stat line, Nate? 8 catches for 201.
Pretty good. You had that one monster slant route where he shook a guy.
I think he shook like two or three 80, guys with a spin move. Ja'Marr Chase has the most receiving yards through 7 games of any rookie ever.
Really?
Ever.
I know he's good. I didn't realize that.
Think of all the great receivers. No, none have had a better rookie season to this point than Ja'Marr Chase.
Didn't he just break Justin Jefferson's record from last year?
I don't know.
I know he had a lot of rookie records for receivers.
Falcons. So
those
got
LSU
it.
Receivers, man, they don't do that much in college.
Those two did.
Well, they did the 1 year.
Yeah.
But then they get to the NFL and they just explode.
Falcons 30, Dolphins 28. Trade rumors swirling.
Real quickly, congratulations to Atlanta, Arthur Smith, finally realizing, you know what? Maybe we should line Kyle Pitts up as a wide receiver and not always put him in line at the true tight end spot. Amazing thought, and it finally paid off. I've only been screaming this from the mountaintop since week one. That's why you draft Kyle Pitts, and that's why you hang on to him when he's not getting the ball, because they put him out at wide receiver. You see the one-hand snag he had while he was getting the arm held back? They didn't call a flag. They should have. It was a great catch. Kyle Pitts, fantasy savior this week. I don't know if he had a touchdown. He had a lot of big catches, man.
He did not.
A lot of big catches.
Cordero did have a touchdown, though.
Also, credit to Arthur Smith for that. Finally, someone just said, you know what? This Cordero Patterson guy, not really a receiver, not really a running back, not really a kick returner. Let's just have him do all of it.
I think he's actually the first guy in NFL history to have over 10 receiving touchdowns, 10 rushing touchdowns, and 5 or more kick/punt return touchdowns.
Hello. I mean, that's how he was the best here. Just get him the ball, whether it's a handoff, a trick play, obviously kick returns. I still think, and I stand by it, if they don't adjust the kickoff length, he breaks Devin Hester's record with ease returning kicks. He's just so good at that. He's a lot bigger now, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably going into the Hall of Fame just because of his special teams.
Probably.
I mean,
he'll go into the Hall of Fame, I think.
No.
You don't think
he's already in the Hall of Fame, first of all, with the longest play in NFL history. But, yeah, he'll be up there.
Who are we talking about?
Cordero Patterson. He's already in the Hall of Fame.
The NFL Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he's getting a gold jacket is what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying?
Maybe as a special team specialist.
No. He's already in the, Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame.
You don't think?
He's in the Hall of Fame already. I don't know what you guys are crying about.
That's a play.
I didn't say anything about a gold. No, his bus is there with the longest play in NFL history.
All right, fine.
Technically, I'm right either way.
He's already in there. What?
It's not a bust.
Check it out. I've seen it. I made that up.
They don't have it.
He might make it. No. If he keeps scoring all these touchdowns. He just said he's the first player ever with 10 rushing, 10 receiving, and 10 kick return touchdowns.
The first guy with 20 touchdowns. Wow.
Yeah, it's not.
Do the math. That's more than 20.
What did I say? 30. It's 25.
Wait. Whatever.
10, 10, and 5.
Okay.
He's one of the best return men.
Yeah, but
of all time.
The rule change screwed him. When they started moving the ball up and he couldn't return as many, it just killed him.
Does he still do that?
What?
Return kicks?
Mm-hmm. But you don't get to anymore.
Yeah, they just kick him out of the end zone. So can't, you know.
Somebody's going to kick one into some wind one day here soon.
Into some wind.
He's going to take it to the house.
Not at home. Not a home game, though.
Packers 24, football team 10.
Whoa. Slow your roll there, guy.
They just saw red jerseys.
More of a maroon, a burgundy, if you will.
Yeah. Titans, of course, 27-3. Pats, 54. Jets, 13.
Zach Wilson, taken to the locker room, did not return with an ankle/knee injury. It looked kind of weird.
How about Jeremy Pruitt and the New York Giants, 25. Carolina, 3.
Carolina's also in on the conversation Carolina, of getting Deshaun Watson.
Looking to deal Darnold. The dream is dead.
Yeah.
Such a good start when he's running for all those touchdowns.
Everybody does that towards, they'll beat, like, one team beats 3 bad teams to start off. Last year it was the Bears.
And Broncos got that treatment this year.
And the Bears made the playoffs last year, though.
They still weren't good.
They weren't good, but it's not like they.
Well, that's because they added the extra wild card team.
Semantics.
But Yeah, it's there's always those overreactions early on, and you can actually see. I don't know how old Nagy's going to keep his job.
Well, his hope was that Justin Fields would get in and look promising. That has not happened. That has not happened. Now, you can blame talent around him, you can blame the O-line, whatever, but there's really no reason to keep Mark Nagy right now.
Matt.
Whatever.
Moreland. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Matt. Nagy. Idiot.
Come back with more. It's that time of the day of the week. There's four place kickers and one punter in the Hall of Fame. Hester was nominated. Not sure if they voted on him or not yet, but anyway. So there you go. It's that time of the day of the week. Punishment draws. It's Davey. It's myself.
Suckers.
I had Tennessee. Sad.
Davey for a while, did you think, like, maybe, just maybe? Did you ever, during the game, have that slip into your mind that this might be the one?
Well, yes and no. I still had a better shot at hitting the save because I'd already nailed Arkansas, had won by 42. They were the leader. Will Rogers was the leading passer going into the – I mean, really, there was only the Alabama game and the A&M South Carolina game left. And, you know, A&M was getting way ahead on and the leading rusher up to that point was, like, the Davis, was it Snoop or Scoop or whatever his name is?
Snoop Connor. Davis is the LSU guy. He didn't do much.
So Snoop Connor was, like, at 117, and he was leading the conference in rushing before the night games.
I think he got to 130.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it looked like it was a better shot of that. So I kind of had the Tennessee game going, and then I had that. I had the A&M South Carolina game going, pulling for the for Spiller to break off one long one and win it. And of course, it was A-Chain on some late drive who hit two.
A-Chain.
They were going back and forth, like who had the most yards, but neither of them broke it. So I don't know. I never really thought it was going to happen, but I did have the thought when Tennessee. It was kind of just early in the game. I was like, huh, man, if Tennessee did win this game, wouldn't that be just the most incredible SEC Survivor thing ever?
I was rooting for you.
Since you'd thrown in the, safe the rest of the year clause.
But boy, that would have been.
It was not meant to be.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Not really.
Tough one.
Mm.
Who drew first? Davey?
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Pass the box.
Box. We're going to let it make the circle here. Give it a good rattle there, Hickman.
Hey, Hudson. He's already done gluttony. Is there even anything you're pulling for now?
I don't know.
I don't know. You got to respect the game.
49ers. It's already been done, right? And that baby food.
Yep.
Draw again, sir.
Please draw again.
If we run out of punishments, we're just done, right?
Yeah.
Titan, spray tan. Already done it.
Please draw again.
The Bengals.
I like that sucks.
Man. That's the saltine challenge. It's not that bad.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh,
I'll take it.
What is that? How many do you have to eat?
10 in 60 seconds at the top and bottom of every hour. So that's 60 saltines.
Don't put those back in, actually. Just hold
on. Yeah, just leave them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could start pulling them beforehand.
We could. It's just a lot of time, and then the helmets get separated. Yeah, we really don't want that. Who do you want to hold the box for you? I'll hold it.
Does it matter?
It matters, man. It's a big. It's a big deal.
Already done it.
Green Bay Packers.
Packers, please draw again.
Panthers.
Checks the ledger. Oh.
What is it? Is that smoothie roulette?
Yeah, it is. Oh, I love that one. Oh, it's so good. Are you familiar with smoothie roulette, Adam?
Mix a whole lot of...
Well, it's okay, so there's 10 items, and I number them 1 through 10. 5 are, you know, like strawberries and bananas and yogurt and...
Taste it.
Good smoothie stuff. Then there's 5 that are gross. Sardines or Hormel chili. Or that was the one that got Dave. What were some of the? I think we did oysters one time.
Mm-hmm. I might throw up just looking at that.
Pig brains.
You might not actually have to go to the store. There's probably still a bunch of stuff.
I'll
out
have
there.
To check the expo date, but yeah, we might have a plenty of stuff here. I'll get you some fresh fruit.
Delicious.
Here's the thing: he's going out of town.
I know it might be double punishment next week.
You coward!
Sorry.
I'm just glad that one's out of the box. Now, if we can just get the cheese one out, then I feel
well,
better
you're,
about using
but
my
you
veto.
Would just, you know, you just X that one, right?
Well, I would, but I would like to use the veto on something other than cheese.
It sounded like that college football or that college sports commercial there for a second.
Going you know, college and something
going,
other than
going,
sports?
Going pro and something other than sports. I just like to, if that's like use my veto on something other than cheese.
All right, Nate. That'd not not terrible. Here's what's left.
Now that's pretty terrible.
Steelers shot collar trivia.
Okay.
Redskins no label canned food roulette.
This
very similar
team. Good lord, how many times do we have to?
Oh,
tell you, this?
You got karma got you.
I wrote this. Maroon. I wrote this 4 years ago. I'll change it now. All right. I'll change it now.
Make the switch.
What's the punishment for the football team?
You think every now and then they send out some memo or something where they use the file from and they're like,
yeah,
oh,
probably.
God.
Yeah, they didn't change the letterhead.
No, yep. No label canned food roulette.
Okay.
Where they're numbered and I can't even remember what they are. You just got to open it and eat it. The Warhead Challenge.
Eat those separate though.
Yeah, not mixed.
Be gross.
Not mixed. Wax the nostrils.
Warheads aren't bad.
That's the Bills. 3 pig's feet. God, if I draw that one again, I might veto that one and just roll the dice on chest wax. I mean, that thing was awful.
Chest wax? I didn't think it was a chest wax.
Maybe
you
it's off.
It to lead wax.
No, it's
lead
on there.
Wax.
Patriots.
There's a chest wax.
That's right, Patriots.
What?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Dress an acting character for the whole show as a pirate, Crocodile Dundee, Steve Irwin, Dracula, crazy. Redneck, cowboy, things like that.
Yeah.
Or make up your own character like Will did. anchovy and sardine sliders. Ew. The mouth challenge, which is the thing that leaves your mouth open for however long. Yeah. Very good. Mm. Pantyhose mask for the entire show. Ice bra.
Oh yeah, we haven't done that one, right?
Did you? Didn't
he drew that, and then he like ended up going with the leg wax.
He'd already drawn the leg wax.
That's what it was.
So keep it in there.
The gallon challenge.
Gallon of milk.
No gasoline.
No.
Yeah. 6 pickled eggs or 3 raw eggs. The maple syrup chug.
Ugh.
2 cans of cold tomato soup.
There's a
chug.
A lot in here. I did that.
1.5 cups of warm nacho cheese. Condiment suicide water. I will never forgive you guys for having someone ship in cuttlefish ink for that.
We didn't encourage it. It just happened.
Right. And then technically, death by ping pong still exists on...
Yeah, we're not going to finish all these.
That's a bunch. What are you doing? Please don't do that.
It's all 4 of us next week.
It's not funny. Please don't. Please.
We need some more easy weeks, man. These all SEC games are tough. Nobody drew Arkansas last week.
How many more weeks do we have left?
A bunch.
6.
5 or 6. I think it's 5.
This week you get Missouri, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Florida, Ole Miss, Auburn, Kentucky, Mississippi State. That's it. That's the list.
Going to be a lot of draws.
So
are you drawing today? Do you need to draw your team today?
I can, or I can delegate someone to pick for me.
I don't know, man. I kind of want you to draw today.
That could be 2 bad things happen to him in 1 segment. So.
I know.
All right. I don't care.
Yes. Do you want to do it now, or should we? What do you think, Dave?
Up to you.
Come back and do it, or do it now?
Come back.
Okay. We're going to come back. You'll do your... don't forget to send in your SEC Survivor safe picks.
Well, I have a 50-50 shot of drawing a team that's going to be in a coin flip game, so that's fun.
Yeah, it's not a good week, man.
Then I have a quarter of a chance of drawing a should be winner and a
50-50
chance
of drawing. Okay,
him.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. There's only eight games? Are four games, eight teams?
Yeah. No.
This is you know what cutting time.
Tough stretch.
This is a tough week. We'll start it next.
Final segment of the program, Monday edition. Thanks for joining us. We broke down Alabama, Tennessee. If you missed any portion, check out the podcast. This segment's brought to you by MyBookie. Use our promo code Knoxville and set up an account at MyBookie. You can gamble on anything, anytime, anywhere. So if you're one of those areas where you can't take advantage of other gambling options, hit up MyBookie.com and put in promo code Knoxville. We do appreciate it. So I've already got what's smoothie roulette on deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great. And now you want me to draw again.
I mean, doesn't that make sense to everyone in the room? Not named Nate?
Be slightly out of order. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
I think.
You guys good with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I'd say hit the music, but who really cares?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and get your team. It'd probably take a minute. Probably going to draw a couple of bums.
I doubt it. I'll probably just pull a loser out immediately.
Florida.
Yeah, you did.
Told you.
Oh, baby. Well, at least you got a little bit of vacation to, you know. We got the blender. Is the blender here? You got to bring that in.
I think it's here.
Next time you guys are at the grocery this week, just look around. If you see anything that looks really...
I got a blender just for the station.
Just yeah, you wouldn't want to contaminate it here and then take it back home. That could
be kind of
one wants to have to deal with that.
Right.
You know, maybe Florida's got a shot.
Maybe.
But I think they're going to roll Anthony Richardson out. Just let him have the whole game.
I would rather have Florida than Vanderbilt. Even though,
well, yeah.
Well, they're playing Missouri. I mean, it's kind of the same. You think Florida's more likely to beat Georgia than Vanderbilt?
Haven't they had Georgia's number lately?
No, they only beat them once last year. That was the first time.
I'd say the gap.
Yeah, lately, last year. Like I said.
I'd say that gap's probably even. The gap between Vanderbilt and Missouri is even as the gap between Florida and Georgia.
You think so?
Close.
Talent-wise, I'd say Georgia and Florida are a lot closer. But
well, yeah.
Vanderbilt's just so bad. I mean, I'm not acting like Missouri's really good. But they did get that 5-star receiver. Cheating. Mm-hmm. They got to be cheating, man.
Did you see that goofy video that Drinkwich put out where he hits the basketball
shot?
The
shooter shoot video?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know that people kind of say, oh, he's strangely cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. I don't see it.
You ever had a conversation with him?
No, but I've watched a lot of interviews and videos. Maybe he's... I just don't know, man. I just don't see it. It's hard to look at him and not laugh. So that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Coo, coo, coo.
What's the Monday night game tonight?
Seahawks.
Saints.
That's right. Seahawks, Saints. Simulcast, the Manning brothers. I really don't know if I want to watch that tonight. If it's going to be an Ole Miss love fest, you know, I just don't think I can stomach it.
Yeah. Especially since they won so big yesterday. I mean, Saturday. Ole Miss going to do anything? Like, is this, or you think they'll lose some games coming up?
Who they got on their schedule?
Auburn's favored by one, right? I mean, that's a pretty tough game.
They got A&M down the road, too.
Well, I saw Lane Kiffin saying, I think we're a really good team, but we've got to take the next step to being a great team. They'll have a chance to, you know, turn some heads and open some eyes the next few weeks. I mean, Auburn's been pretty good. They've also been kind of strange. Yeah, yeah.
It is at their place. End of the line for Ole Miss.
Is this it?
Start coming back down to earth. They have to play. They're at Auburn, then Liberty at home, then Texas A&M at home, then Vanderbilt at home, then at Mississippi State.
Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
But it's at home?
Isn't that something?
So they're at Auburn, home for A&M, home for Liberty, at Mississippi State for the Egg Bowl?
Yeah,
look out for that Egg Bowl, man. That could be a high-scoring affair.
There's a home game against Vandy.
These are some tough games for Ole Miss coming up. There's no way they go undefeated, right, the rest of the way? Surely they drop one of these?
Yeah.
Is Haynes King going to come back for A&M?
That's a good question.
Would he start if he did?
My guess is Ole Miss loses, like 1.5 games. Like that'd be like the over-under the rest of the way. They're probably going to lose one. Somebody might lose two.
I could see them dropping two.
Can Ole Miss make the playoff by dodging the SEC championship game?
They'd have to look really impressive over the last four.
My Gators would need to beat Georgia this week.
Yeah.
Then Alabama.
Beat Georgia again.
Beat Georgia for the second
loss. They drop out.
Then that gets Alabama and Ole Miss in the playoff.
There'd have to be some chaos. But I think it's possible.
Or
then could theoretically three SEC teams get in?
No, because in that scenario, Georgia would lose two, and there's no way Georgia gets in with two.
But what if Bama beats Georgia when they're ranked first in the SEC championship game? Georgia would probably drop to
and
three.
Ole Miss is undefeated.
So Alabama jumps up to one.
Three of them have one loss.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a lot.
But then
of
you'd have the SEC championship game.
No, that is the SEC championship game. Alabama beating Georgia for their one loss. He's saying Georgia wins out. Alabama beats them. Ole Miss wins out. Doesn't make the championship game, obviously, because Alabama has the tiebreaker.
No way, right? They'd say Bama got in, they beat Ole Miss, sorry, you lost your chance.
Probably, but
just a guess.
What if everybody else starts to rack up some losses?
Well, that's why I said there'd have to be a lot of chaos. I still just don't I don't think the committee's going to put three SEC teams in.
Unless it's
get them to expand it real quick.
Real quick.
Well, you just
We're going to eight right now.
I mean, really, you just need an Oklahoma loss. You probably need... you probably need Ohio State to have two losses, and the rest of the Big Ten teams only have one to at least have one. And then that's it. That's all you need. Because then Cincinnati could even be the fourth team or the third team or however they want to do it.
Would it be Cincinnati at that point?
They're most likely to win out.
True.
I mean, you'd take all those one-loss teams over like a two-loss Iowa State Big 12 champ.
Damn right you would.
No, you wouldn't.
No, but you would. The committee absolutely would. That's the thing. Absolutely they would.
Maybe.
I mean, you have to take those teams over one-loss Oregon that lost to Stanford just because Stanford's not nowhere near as good as Alabama or Georgia.
No, Oregon, I mean, I know I have them and I'm cheaping for them a little bit, but they don't deserve a spot, even if they went out. They're not on that level. Although that said, they did beat Ohio State.
Well, that's what's going to get fascinating.
Yeah. I know what they're going to say. Oh, that was early in the year, and so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, right now, Ohio State's two spots ahead of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them head to head.
Head to head. Wasn't that in Columbus?
Yeah, in the Shoe.
Makes no sense.
Right, but it's like it's eyeballs test.
But Ohio State gets credit for losing to a good team, and I mean, think about that. The team that beat Ohio State gets punished for losing to a quote unquote bad team, even though they beat Ohio State. But because they beat Ohio State, Ohio State gets credit for losing to a good team. Who gets punished for losing to a bad team?
Right.
Make it make sense.
It doesn't. Head-to-head should always trump in that situation, but it doesn't when the head-to-head team that lost.
When did we get the first playoff rankings? Is that this week?
One of the Blue Bloods.
I thought it was supposed to be last week.
This week, I guess. Week 8.
Is this week 8?
This says week 9 on the thing.
It's got to be this week, I would think.
They do that on like a special night, though, don't
Tuesday
they?
Wednesday.
It's got to be this week unless it ain't.
I thought it was Thursdays, but that wouldn't make sense because they wouldn't go against Thursday Night Football. It's got to be Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Well, yes. I mean, they could do it beforehand. Release it at
they
7.
They could. And... I wanted to say Thursday in my head, but I can't remember.
Hang on.
Maybe it's Wednesday.
I think I have it here.
Oh, man. They don't want to compete with Vol calls.
They are not going to release them until Tuesday, November 2nd.
So next Tuesday.
You're
going to miss out on Tuesday.
Be out on Tuesdays.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, I'll pick up your slack.
You better. You better, Davey. Counting on you. Don't blow it.
What are you doing to me?
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio.
Bump.